Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful day. I'm your host, Mary, and it is an honor to come to you all today to bring another podcast, another episode to just help enlighten the load along the way. So before I begin, I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you and just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for getting us through the hustle and bustle of today, Father God, even though there are many attacks that come against us, Father God. But we thank you that you created us to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abiding in the works of God. Thank you, Father God. Help me to be your messenger as we go on to do your will and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we are talking about parents losing it all to technology. And I have a very special guest that's going to be assisting me in talking about parents, how parents are losing it all to technology. A little bit about my guest. My guest is Evangelist Latoya McDonald. She is an author, a speaker, a missionary, and leadership trainer. Now, she enjoys engaging diverse audience through communicating profound truths that are simple enough to understand and apply to daily living. She uses her personal experiences as a way to help others actively pursue a deeper connection with God. Now, without further ado, I would like to welcome Evangelist Latoya to the show.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. It is so exciting to have you on the show. How's everything been going?
Everything is wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me on Live, Laugh, and Learn. Love it.
Thank you. That is awesome to have you. You know, so, you know, let's talk about this topic, parents losing it all to technology. You know, when God gave me this, I said, you know, I can only think of where I was when I was little and how we didn't have that much technology. We had very little, but today technology is increasing every day. So why are so many parents okay with technology?
Well, I think it's one of those things that you can't get away from. You know, we live in a world that's dominated by technology, and it keeps us connected in so many ways. So I think it's just easy, you know, to use technological devices to communicate.
Okay. Which is, you know, like you said, which is understandable. We have to embrace it, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
So now as a individual, as parents, what I noticed is, you know, I noticed the kids with the devices, the iPad, the laptop, the cell phone, and the parent is over doing their own thing. What are some risks that is associated with using this as a babysitting tool without paying attention to the children?
Yes, Mary, I think there are many many risks involved with being so focused on screen-based technologies, you know, just not cell phones, like you said, laptops, iPads, the television. When I read your title about parents losing it to technology, that word loss stuck out to me. And I just really asked God to show me, what is it that parents are losing? Because technology is something that we can't get away from. It's going to continue to increase. This generation is going to continue to be led by it. And it's almost like, get with the program or you're going to miss out. But in getting with the program, we need to understand what we can be losing in the midst of it. And I think the importance of the opportunity to learn about our children, you know, an opportunity to spend time with them, to communicate, growth opportunities, you know, messages that we were taught growing up are not being fed to children these days because they're so wrapped up in technological devices that's all they're focused on, you know. So what was important to us, those things that brought about character, built our character, brought about integrity, sometimes we can miss those moments to impart an important seed if we allow the focus to be screen-based technologies and that's it, you know?
No, you're absolutely true, you know. And I remember you saying, you know, a lack of you know, verbal and nonverbal communication. You know, kids today is what I see is it's texting terminology is very short. They're, you know, they don't spell the word out, and it's hard for you to understand that. And it's no, trying to find a word for it, it's no comprehension of having a complete relationship or verbal communication with one another as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those. It's such a touchy subject. Like I said, because the world is so dominated by technology, so I'm careful to beat up anybody that allows technological devices in their home. You know what I mean? Because it's something
absolutely
that you can't get away from. There are so many pros to it, so I like to balance out the pros and the cons. You know, it can be an educational source. You know, I've even found times where I'm playing spelling games or doing puzzles, you know, on my phone, learning foreign languages, you know, just the cognitive development. It can be really help their child understand mathematical problems, or, you know, they may need some assistance. So these devices can help improve our children educationally, but I really just want to encourage parents to not allow it to rule. I think that's when it becomes a problem and we begin to see a lot of safety risk in technology when the technology begins to rule the home, rule the time, rule the communication. It's almost like we have to make a choice. I think it just boils down to making a choice. What are you going to allow to dominate your household? What are you going to allow to dominate your children? You can't get away from it. They need a cell phone. Most parents get their children cell phones at a young age. You know, they go spend a night with a friend. Their parents don't keep in contact with them, so they'll give them a cell phone. So these things can be helpful, but does it rule you? Does it rule the way you raise your children if you find yourself substituting personal time with your child, substituting it with some type of technological device because you don't feel like it? Now it's a problem. You know what I mean? I think that it's adults just need to take an inner look at themselves personally and make up their minds and say, what do I want? What am I going to choose? Because anything too much can become a problem. Anything in excess can become a problem.
I totally agree with you 100%. We know technology used in the right way can be very informative, very enlightful, and very resourceful. You know, I remember having to, you know, having a kid in elementary school now having to learn some of the mathematics things that wasn't taught years ago when I was in elementary. I have to Google and say, okay, well, what is this? How can I help her with this? So I'm able to find maybe a YouTube video or, you know, some examples to help her along the way. So that's why, you know, I think it's called smart technology is to help better you, not take, like you say, dominate over what you're supposed to have in your household, that solid foundation, that communication skill. That is, you know, it's just so great to have. I, for one, I would say if I could have waited, I co-parent. So, you know, having technology for me is like, you know, you have set times that you're going to be on a computer. I set up parental controls. These are some things you can do. These are some things you can't do. Now, on the opposite side, it's totally different. You know, on the opposite side, it's totally different. So I can't control that end, but I can control my end. And, you know, going through my adult son now, he had a cell phone. I think I gave him a cell phone, maybe 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And looking back on it now, it's like, I wish I didn't get him, you know, the cell phone, just simply because the child, for me, the child is exposed to so many different elements when they are not in your care, if you don't have control over where they're at, who's watching them, and what they're doing. So it's not just the parents. Right. It's, like you said, adults taking control and responsibility for the children that are around them as a whole. So that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, so I was just going to share.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to share a statistic that I heard on PBS. PBS gave a report talking about how children under the age of 8 years old, they watch at least 2 hours and 19 minutes of some type of screen-based technology a day. And children between the ages of 5 and 8, they're watching like 3 hours. And I wanted to compare that to what something like American Academy of Pediatrics, like something that they would recommend.
Okay.
And I found that what they recommend is that children under 18 months have zero screen time. Zero.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I already know that. I know that there are some parents that allow their one-year-olds to watch Shark Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo 1,000 times in a day. You know, and they also recommend that children under 5 only get 1 hour or less of a screen-based technology. So when they're not getting I said, you know, when they're not, what parents are losing to technology is basic foundational principles of life to help their children grow to be the most healthiest beings that they can be. They're missing the opportunity if they don't take control over something that can become the dominant source and raise their children. Technology is raising a lot of children. Snapchat is raising children. Instagram, Facebook, all of these different social media outlets are raising children. And then we're finding that more children are becoming obese because they're sitting behind the television screen. We're seeing weight gain, you know, that's an increase of weight gain in children these days. And that's something that CDC put out, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They released information showing that 20% of children are obese. But how does that happen? It happens because something in the atmosphere is dominating the atmosphere, and it's not the parent. So it's almost like the adult has to choose who is going to have the power. And if the adult chooses who's going to have the power in the household, not even talking about the children, I'm talking technology or anything else that they would substitute time with, if they decide that I'm going to dominate my household, then they will begin to see a change in behavior. But if it doesn't happen with the parent first, then there is not going to be any change. So somebody has
Absolutely.
To make the mature decision.
No, you're absolutely right. Somebody has to make the decision and say, okay, enough is enough. Let's do this. This is what we're going to do in the household. I don't care what, you know, your friends are doing in their household. But as for this household, this is what we're going to do. And like you said, the statistics for the screen time for the children, but I can see why there is. Mm-hmm. It's because of it's to promote healthiness, growth, intellectual abilities. These are some things that can't fully develop if you're consuming a lot of screen time. And some, you know, believe it or not, there are some, you know, parents that think it's okay. It's, well, lack of a better word, cute, you know, that the child, the one-year-old, can take a cell phone and just go to this and go to that. It may be cute in the moment, but we have to make it not be a habit to continuously do that.
Right, exactly. And like I say, I mean, it should be almost like a reward system. I mean, you should, you know, there is no sufficient or foundational reward system for children these days because they just kind of get whatever they want. And, you know, sometimes people just don't want to put in the extra time to do anything else. So they feed children whatever food they want. They let them watch whatever they want on television. There's no control. And so I believe that the answer is a very basic one. Make a choice. Mm-hmm. Like there is no doctor that can tell you this. You don't have to go and get any help. It is very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
As for you and your house, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to practice? And of course, I believe in the power of Jesus Christ. You know, and I do want to say that, you know, if we are saying that we have Holy Spirit, for those that are Christians, I know that you may have some people that may not be Christians on here, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just sharing my faith. You know, if we
Absolutely.
Are going to practice a fruit of a spirit, and we're going to say Holy Spirit is involved in our life, then we
mm-hmm.
have to practice some sort of self-control first, because
mm-hmm.
what's manifesting in our children is what we're putting out. They only do what they see and what they're exposed to. And
mm-hmm.
so it has to be check myself before I check my child, because
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm the, when I do the checking, I'm going to find out that I'm also doing the wrecking.
Absolutely.
So not the point of blame, not to point a finger, not to say any parenting is bad, to say
Absolutely.
When you know better, when mm-hmm. you know better, you do better.
Amen. That is true. That is absolutely true, but you know, you're certainly right. I totally agree with you. I think as parents, you know, you have to have that reflection to sit back and just pause, not be so consumed with, you know, the social media, the technology. Just reflect on where you are, what's going on, and how can you change what's going on if that's not what you want to happen in your family, in your household. And and it's all about making a choice to choose. Now, today is going to be the day of change. This is what we're going to do. And you know, as a mom, it's not easy, you know, because moms are kind of the cavers. We kind of cave in and say, yes, we're gonna, you know, all right, you can have this. But you're going to have to also do this as well. We're going to have some backbone to say, okay, this is it. This is what we're going to do. I don't care about the sad face or the powerness. This is for the better good of you and everybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I always just love to applaud every parent. You know, every parent.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are superheroes. You know, I don't have my own children, but I did raise my sister's children from the age of eight months, 4 years old, and they are now about to be 21 and 17, and I'm still very involved in their life. I pretty much helped raise them. So I am very adamant and passionate about children and how and what I can do to be better for my nieces and my nephews and my godchildren and my next door neighbor's child and the child at the after school program and the child at the summer camp, because we all have a responsibility. If you're not a parent, you still have a responsibility as an adult to set an example, especially if you have a relationship with God. We all have a responsibility, and that responsibility involves making sure that children have the foundational principles of life. And if we allow technology to rule the household, they are going to miss some of those very basic principles, which can just be, let's go for a walk today. It can just be something simple as let's go for a walk. Let's sit down and talk. Let's put our cell phones away for today. Let's turn our cell phones off today. Let's turn the television off. No video games today. We're only going to do 1 hour of video games, and I'm going to teach you how to plant a garden. I'm going to teach you how to change some oil. Let's do a puzzle. Let's go to the store and buy a 5,000-piece puzzle. You know, let's go hiking. Let's do something to spend time together and develop in our relationship and grow in our communication together. And listen, parents are superheroes. Listen, I know I've been able to feel some of what it feels like to be tired. You know, when you come home from work and you still got to feed children and you still have to clean up and you still have to cook. And for those people that are married, they got to make sure that the spouse is pleased. It's all types of things that can wear people down. That's why I say it's our responsibility to make a choice in how we arrange our day. If you know that you're going to be tired, you know that you're burnt out, you know that you're worn out, then maybe you have to stop doing so much in another area so that you can cater to the most important area, which is your family.
Yeah. You're going to have you definitely are going to have a balance, find that balance, to see what is most important to you.
Agreed.
Now, I have another question for you. And then I want you to share with me a little bit about your kids' resource book that you have. Now, I know that you worked as an evangelist, a motivational speaker, and an author. What have you learned that was beneficial today in our approach in education and anti-bullying and parenting?
That everybody is different, and every child has their own journey. Every parent has a journey. So the way I deal with any person, I have to deal with them as an individual first, and I have to give them the good in me at all times. Never go into a situation judging the situation by what I see, but making sure that I speak the common language of all men, which is a heart language. And what I'm speaking to your listeners today is the simple, basic, foundational language of the heart. Make a choice.
Absolutely.
That language works for the 1-year-old all the way up to the 99-year-old. We all have to make a choice. What has helped me reach just a diverse audience of people, because I speak the heart language. I don't speak language based on your skin color, based on your age. I speak truth. And the truth starts within. So what can you do as an individual to make a difference or make a change or make this environment better? What can you do to make sure that you're not being dominated by distractions around you?
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit, before we run out of time, a little bit about your kids' resource book that you have. What is the title of your kids' book?
Okay, sure. My book is called Crave to Be Bold, and it's a guide to teach you how to live for God. And this book was written simple enough for children to understand, but meaty enough for an adult to also learn from as they read it with their children. And I like to call it a household book because there are declarations that are written in here for families to declare together on a daily basis. You know, I believe that growth and change and foundation starts in the home, and we can't depend on the pastor. We can't, you know, to make a change in our home. We can't depend on the teacher to make a change in our home. And so I believe that what we do at home will manifest outwardly. So this book is to be a guide for the home so that parents can have a tool. I don't tell people how to raise their children. I just assist them with tools that God has given me to help raising children a little easier when it comes to teaching them how to be spiritually strong. And so this book is just to help a child grow in their relationship with God. It's a book that will teach parents a simple way to teach their children about God. And it's also a book that will teach a parent and a child how to share God's word with the world, how to evangelize the word of God. And by the end of the book, a child will know how to lead somebody to Christ. And that's the main thing. When the child leaves the home, can they go out there and lead somebody to Christ?
Awesome. Well, where can my listeners find out more information about your book as well as what you have going on?
Okay, well, they can. The easiest way probably would just be to go to my website, which is www.myoutloud.com, and that's MYOUTLOUD. www.myoutloud.com. You can find both of my books on the website. You can also just find out a little about the ministry that I do. And if you want to stay connected with me, you can do that on Instagram at My Out Loud Missions or on Facebook at Evangelist LaToya McDonald.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for enlightening me as a parent as well as my listeners. I'm definitely going to be sure to check out your website so I can grab a book for my daughter. It has been a pleasure having you on the show. I thank you so much, and I just pray that God continues to prosper you along your journey.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day. All right, listeners, so you all heard it first from my special guest, Evangelist LaToya McDonald. She has been a powerhouse. I urge you all to definitely go to myoutloud.com to find out more information about her. Follow her on her social media platforms, as well as invest in your children by investing in this reading material that she has that will be able to help you, but not only you, but your children. Until next time, this is Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.